Today is Friday, February the 7th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm getting ready to do another podcast soon. So Survivor starts on, I think it starts next Wednesday, which I don't know the date on that, but I think it starts next Wednesday. But anyway, we will be, Fatty and I and Sam in the Hinterlands will be doing, but first, no, damn it. Fatty and I and Sam in the Hinterlands will be doing Survivors Ready. I don't know why. Anyway, I get those two confused because Fatty and I do two recap shows together. And so we do, but first, during Big Brother. So because Julie Chen always says, tonight we're going to talk about blah, 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 and we're going to see the whatever, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And then she turns to the camera and she goes, but first. And then she says, whatever. And so that's why it's named that. And Fatty is really good at naming podcasts. If you want, Fatty also named Survivors Ready, which when they do a competition, the last thing that Jeff says is, Survivors Ready? Go! Or whatever. And so Fatty came up. Now, there was another podcast that had the name Survivors Ready. But when we started our show, that podcast had already been like pod faded for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I think. And even though it's still listed, you can still search for it and find episodes. They haven't released anything in forever. And so I said, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and use it because I think it's a really good name. So yeah, that's Survivors Ready is coming up and it's the All-Stars. I don't know what they called it, but it's all previous winners. So I'm sure they called it something specific, and I can't remember what it was. That's starting. So as per usual, I don't remember exactly where I was in telling the story of Vegas. I know I've really stretched this out, but not much content during the week, so might as well. If we travel, I might as well get, you know, a few episodes out of it. But anyway, so I believe we had eaten at Bacchanal Buffet, which Gary said that he has been there and really enjoyed it. And I think he said he went with, I don't remember Gary, so I'm not going to talk about it, but he said he really enjoyed it. And so I'm glad. I enjoyed it as well, but the service wasn't that great. The food was good. Service wasn't great. That's all we did that night. And then the next day, we slept in a little bit. And then we had the buffet at Treasure Island for brunch. And the service was much better at that one, but the food wasn't as good. So we had really good service at Treasure Island, but the food was just so-so. And the opposite was true of Bacchanal. The food was great, and the service was so-so. We did that, and then we went back to the room, and we got dressed and everything, and we went to the wedding. And the wedding was at, I've always wondered about these chapels that, you know, that they have in Vegas. These wedding chapels. And I was imagining, oh my God, they're probably getting married by Elvis or something like that. And this was a friend of Mark's from college, a girl, and she's a lesbian. And so she was marrying her female partner. And it was it was both of our first gay wedding that we had attended. But it was at a chapel called, I want to say Chapel of Flowers or something. We got an Uber, we went there, and they had several different buildings. They had a little courtyard with a fountain and, you know, stuff like that. They even had a gift shop. It was really, it was kind of funny. And I think they had a limo, like a built-in service that I guess if you buy your wedding from them, they go pick you up from your hotel and bring you in a limo. And they we went to the reception and we said, oh, we're here for such and such party. And they said, oh, yeah, you'll just go to the chapel of whatever. I think it was literally the chapel of flowers. But they said, you'll, you know, take a left, go out this door, take a left, whatever, and go to this building. So we as we were walking to the entry to this, it's not a church, but it's like a little chapel. We see his friend and her to be wife. And so he hugs and introduces me and all that. And then we go in and the wedding is a really, you know, they had a, it was so, the room was like permanently decorated for weddings, right? So it's like, you know, it's got the candles and the, you know, nice drapery and it's the, it was seating like you would have in a church. I forget what they're called, pews or whatever. But, you know, it was very much, you know, I was like, I don't know. I kind of like the personal touch of like, you know, I'm used to weddings where you rent a venue or you do it at a church and you hire a designer. Or if you're poor, you just buy a bunch of flowers and all your friends come out and you decorate the sanctuary yourself, you know. But this was like a permanently decorated room. They had candles already up there for like the candle lighting ceremony and all that. In fact, before it started, one of the staff members had to come and like replace one of the candles. There was no live music. They had like recorded, I don't know if it's a CD or what, but there were just speakers like in the ceiling, you know, like those, I don't know, ceiling speakers. Not mount, like you literally just, there's a grate. It doesn't really matter. The music was coming out of the ceiling and it was like a CD or something or Spotify. Who knows? I don't know where it was coming from. But and it was a bunch of people. He didn't know anybody but the bride. And so we just kind of went in. We picked a seat. We sat down. And then the pastor came in and he's like the staff pastor for this Chapel of Flowers place. So I don't think he's like a minister at a church. I think that's his day job, you know. And he comes in and welcomes everybody, but they're not very organized. Like we didn't really know. They didn't make announcements like, oh, this is where you need to go. We had to literally go to the, you know, front office and say, oh, where do we go for this wedding? And then, you know, they didn't really say, oh, have a seat or whatever. It seemed a little disorganized. And then we go, they, you know, the first bride comes in who's Mark's friend. And then they start the wedding. They play the, you know, I don't know, canon, Pachelbel's canon or something. I don't remember. But the other bride comes in and she's wearing the dress. So the his friend, I guess, took the traditional kind of groom's role. She came in first and stood there. And then the other bride came in wearing the wedding dress and all of that. And with the father. And the minister says, who gives this woman? Well, these are Filipino people. And I think the father had literally flown from the Philippines. I don't know if his English wasn't very good or whatever. But he didn't understand what they wanted him to say. So I don't know. They stood there for a couple of minutes while he was trying to figure out. And finally somebody translated for him or something. And he said, oh, me or something. I don't know. It was just kind of an awkward answer. But then Mark's friend takes her hand and they go up to the minister. And it was a very short and sweet ceremony, but there were no bridesmaids. There were no groomsmen or groomswomen. Anything like that. There was a girl that came in carrying the rings, so the ring bearer, and that was it. And then the minister, and there was a photographer going around taking pictures. And so, yeah. But one thing I found out about Mark, I didn't realize this. He's usually very, like, not super emotional. And the bride, not his friend the bride, but the other bride, was crying throughout, like, the whole ceremony. I mean, happy tears, but I mean, just really, she was really emotional. And Mark started like crying at several points during, and I don't think I've ever seen him cry. Like, I'm not sure that I've ever once seen him cry, and he cries. And so anyway, it was only about a 15-minute ceremony. It was fine, but I think, you know, if I ever get married or when I ever get married, we'll do it the right way. I mean, well, I don't want to put down anybody's wedding. It was nice, but I think I would prefer picking the venue, having it designed, you know, the decoration designed by us, and not just, you know, paying a place like that. But it was a sweet wedding, and we were playing Pokemon before and after the wedding. We couldn't play during because they made an announcement, please don't use your phone during the wedding. But there was a special Pokemon event going on where you could get a new Pokemon. Anyway. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to at geekya.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.